Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Cindy Collins, her friends, her family, her patients. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into joycebarryandfriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, always a privilege, always a pleasure to have with us Dr. Cindy Collins. Today she discusses chronological age and biological age, which is your real age. Learn the factors considered in determining your real age and why it matters. Take our quiz for your real age and see what lessons are to be learned. Dr. Collins specializes in cancer patients working for South Florida Radiation Oncology, and she also has her own practice, and you can see that on the website creationbalance.com. Dr. Collins, so delighted you're with us. I'm excited about this show because I already know I'm getting younger and younger. I haven't gotten past 17, but I know you have the scientific explanation. Over to you, Dr. Collins.
Hi, very nice to be here. How are you, Joyce?
Fine, now that you're on the show.
Thank you. Well, I'm fascinated by this topic, too, and without stating my age, I'm trying to get younger as I go as well, and I just find it fascinating that we do have some choices in the matter. So to get us started, I thought what I'd like to do is just make a couple of definitions. For example, what is your chronological age? Well, that's the number we always apply to ourselves. It's the same thing as our biological clock, which there is that one point in our life as women where we talk about the biological clock ticking, of course, ticking away. And it's simply just how many times, how many days you've been here on this earth that the sun has risen and the sun has set. That's your chronologic age. I, for one, don't want to be defined by my chronologic age. I don't want to just be following all the assumptions that somebody says a certain age should be. So I was so fascinated to see that there's new research, really good substantial research, looking at something called biological age. And a lot of these scientists and clinicians like to consider biological age your real age because it's actually how you're functioning. So it's the speed at which you're aging chronologically. We all actually age at different rates. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
I am not aware of that, but I just have to say one thing, Dr. Collins, and that is for all of you who are concerned about revealing your age for whatever reason, just know this, age is just a number, and mine is unlisted.
And we're going to see today how true that is, that it really is just a number. So if there's anyone listening who definitely does not want to let their chronologic age define them, then they ought to go and do what I did. They should calculate their real age, also called the biological age, as I've already said. And I'll put a couple of different websites, a couple of links, on my website later for where you can calculate your biological age because, you know, there are different tests out there. I took one that was only 25 questions, and it was actually a lot of fun and very short to take. And I thought I would share with you what some of the factors are that the questionnaire was looking at. This will tell you how your real age is determined. Of course, they asked me what the chronologic age was, what my gender was, whether or not I lived in the Americas, meaning North or South America, so it matters where you live, educational level, do I sleep well, do I drink alcohol and how much, how much anxiety I have, do I do exercise, get medical checkups, how happy I am, I had to rate my happiness. Do I have friends that I can rely on? Do I how is my blood pressure? How do I eat? How many push-ups can I do? Can you imagine that? And also, do I like my job and do I have good relationships? And especially, do I have at least one close friend that I can share with? So my biological age was at least, it was about 15 years younger than what I actually am chronologically. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I don't see anybody who's not going to find themselves a little younger if they actually look at their real age. Would you think you'd go calculate yours?
Yes, I definitely will take that little quiz. And I'm wondering, did you put that quiz up on your website, Dr. Collins?
I'm going to do it. Yeah, my website, unfortunately, we had computer issues exactly when I went to do it, but I'm going to put that up later on the website when I get back up. It should be sometime this evening that I have it all back up.
And within the next day or two, I will take that test.
Okay, definitely. Well, let's cover some of those factors because I think not only is it fun to see that your real age could be younger, but I think it's actually really important to know what you could do in order to make yourself have a younger real age. In other words, to slow down the chronologic aging process. That's what we all want to do. We don't have to assume that we're going to have chronic illnesses or even have certain mindsets that we think come with older age. You know, it really is a matter of choice. For example, I mentioned that one of the factors was happiness. So happiness, your sense of happiness, your own perspective on whether you're happy or not, has a lot to do with your number for your real age. And so I got interested in the idea, does it matter if you have a sense of humor or not? So, you know, it feels like it would matter that having a good sense of humor can keep us young, because people I know who I feel are vibrant and young, even in their 80s and 90s, they seem to have a really good sense of humor.
I definitely believe a sense of humor has so much to do with it. Those are the people I want to be around. Those are the people that make me feel young. Those are the people that bring joy everywhere, where they can laugh easily, especially at themselves.
Especially at themselves. And, you know, it turns out that what I did find is there were some really interesting studies looking at whether our sense of humor changes as we age. We don't find the same things funny. So I think we kind of know that already. I mean, just, you know, intuitively, what a 10-year-old finds funny is not typically what, you know, a 60-year-old is going to find funny. But some people actually went out and studied this, and they found that as we age, but age well, and there is such a thing as aging well, we tend to have a type of humor that's gentle. And that's what they call affiliative. In other words, it's the kind of humor where it brings us together. Like, if something funny happened, you and I would both find it funny. And like Golden Girls, the example they use for the TV shows that these type of people typically find funny is something like Golden Girls, where a situation occurs and everyone eventually laughs at it and finds it funny. Whereas with younger people, your aggressive humor, where it's self-deprecating or making fun of other people, is really, that's an immature way of having humor. And the shows that refers to is The Office. I don't know if you've ever watched The Office or Curb Your Enthusiasm. There's a lot of humor in there that we don't find funny as we're aging. And a lot of people propose that that's because some wisdom comes with aging. So as we're aging well, keeping a sense of humor keeps our real age lower. So we have a lower real age by having our sense of humor. But we're also going to find things more funny if they're not poking fun at others. We don't like humor, you know, that is making fun of other people. So I found that very interesting and also really very motivating, you know, to stay with a good sense of humor. Even myself on the weekend, there's so much to watch right now about the hurricanes and all of these unfortunate disasters that we have. And I made a point of also tuning into some humor when I went into Netflix. Do you ever do that yourself, just try to make sure you expose yourself to more humor?
I haven't used Netflix, but I really make it a point to find what's funny. And given the political agenda in this country, most of the humor that I'm seeing is the humor at the president and the idiocy that goes along with that. I know we're not going to have this be political, but that's what I find the funniest. That's what helps me survive what is happening in our country right now.
So, you know, our ability to find humor in things that are even disturbing is a really good talent, I think. And I think, didn't you do a show recently about that as well? I just wanted to mention that to the listeners that you had a show on about the president and some of the, you know, things that you could make some humor out of some of the things that he's been saying and doing.
Yes, it was called Democracy versus Idiocracy.
Okay.
So I did do that fairly recently. I was just looking it up to let people know it is in our archives, and it wasn't that long ago. But again, that is what takes the edge off these horrific things that are going on in the country for me and so many others, is that we can find a way to laugh at it.
Okay. Well, speaking of stress, okay, I was really curious to know, what is the biology behind the ability to become younger with age? How do we actually slow down the aging process? And it turns out that in every one of our cells, you know, we have DNA. Of course, I think everybody's familiar with that. The DNA is the genetic material that you inherit when you're born. So on the DNA, which is actually a strand, it's a strand called a chromosome, there's a little tip or a cap on the end of it called a telomere. Anybody who has Google can look this up, and it's actually very simple. The research can get complicated, but it's a very simple thing. The cap on the end of your DNA chromosome needs to be elongated. As it shortens, your cell ages, and that's when cells either die or when you are, become ill. So there's a ton of research looking at the fact that if you are doing certain things in your life, that your tissue will not age as fast, that you actually can stay younger. See, normally they shorten with age, but if you are living in a certain way, those telomeres actually do not become shorter. For example, we know for sure that smoking, that being in an obese state, that not having any exercise at all, that actually will make you age faster. That shortens the telomeres, and you age much faster. So if you abstain from smoking, if you keep a healthy weight, and also if you exercise, you would be keeping yourself younger. You would have a younger real age. And I think that's very important. And so I started looking, well, what other factors, what else could I do that would keep the telomeres long and keep me from aging as much? And I found out also that what we eat matters. So I don't think that's any surprise to us. But, you know, we would think that maybe the Mediterranean diet would be the best, and they're trying very hard to prove that. They haven't really had a good study yet to make it that they have actual proof. But we do know that eating a lot of processed meat is associated with increased aging. So if you could take processed meat out of your diet, like fast food meat we're talking about, that kind of thing, or bologna, you know, that type of meat, salami. If you eat less of that, then you will not be aging as fast. So yeah, very interesting that putting more and more antioxidants in the diet, which we've talked about before, also keeps you younger. That will give you a younger real age. And well, where do you get those? Those are basically vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E, as well as all your very colorful fruits and vegetables, and also it comes from whole grains. So there are a lot of very interesting studies coming from the National Institute of Health and other, like the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They're all studying in people, not just in animals, trying to find out if the food can actually keep us younger. And it can. So that really makes a big difference what you're eating or not.
That doesn't sound surprising. Some of the other things do sound surprising. We all know how horrible smoking is and the diseases that it could bring on and all of that. But there are so many of the factors you mentioned. Who would know that just laughing a lot, having a sense of humor is a wonderful thing to not age so quickly. I just want to reference the two shows, since you brought it up earlier, that are really interesting and on a lighter note. And one is that Democracy versus Idiocracy in our archives on August 22nd. It's last date on top, you just arrow down. And the other one, Cindy, Electile Dysfunction. That's the other show. In our archives, August 21, with Chaplain Oscar Smith and Dr. Barb Rutolo, the guest on August 22nd, Democracy versus Idiocracy. And that does help me to survive what's going on in this country right here, right now, every day.
Wow, you know, that's great, and not only in this country, but, you know, it's fascinating to me that the Norwegians are really interested in this topic, and they have a test you can take that they only use in their research, but it indicates whether you're a high-humor person or a low-humor person. And through many of their studies, they've been able to show that people who are high-humor, they follow them all the way through life, and they see that there is a reduced mortality rate by 20%. So you have a 20%
wow.
decrease. That's huge, right? I think that's fascinating.
Huge. I'm stunned that it's that, but I was born this way. I always had a sense of humor, and I always like to leave people laughing no matter what's going on. I always have jokes available. I'm surrounded with books of jokes in different cultures, different ages, so I'm always ready to provide that laugh or two.
That's wonderful. I love to go watch stand-up comedians as well. And I've gone to the Kravitz Center, and if I've been in a different city, for example, I'll find out where the comedy club is. I'm fascinated by people who can take just general everyday life, for example, and make it funny. And now that I know that that has something to do with lowering your real age, I'm especially interested in doing it. You know, many people are kind of worried about age, thinking that as you get older, you have to succumb, for example, to lower cognition, like having poor memory or maybe even Alzheimer's, something as serious as that. I'm kind of amazed how often people mention that to me. I think they feel like, okay, maybe I'll have arthritis and maybe I'll, you know, I won't be as strong as I used to be. But, you know, none of those things are automatic with aging. So I think it's very important that they noted exercise was a part of real age. You can exercise and keep yourself strong. That doesn't necessarily have to come with aging. You might need to exercise more, or you may need to exercise differently. And the same thing for cognition. I went to Luminosity site. And by the way, you can get Luminosity's app on your phone if you have an iPhone. And if you want to just do the trial exercises that they have, you never have to pay anything. So it's a lot of fun. I do Luminosity all the time. These are exercises that test you in your ability to change directions or change colors. You just tap on a certain color or tap on a certain direction, you know, a little bit of eye-hand coordination. They're a lot of fun. And what they're doing is keeping you practiced so you stay young. New York Times crossword puzzle. I do that every day on my phone as well. And I do the mini puzzle because it actually is easier, so I feel better about myself, which I'm going to get to later why that matters, but it's easier to do, and it's a lot of fun, and it's free as well. And all of these studies, especially coming out of NIH, are showing that the more you practice these things and keep your mind young, then you really have an actual real age that's younger. So you're not. You could be an 80-year-old with a mind, or also a real age in your 60s, easily.
Dr. Collins, you had mentioned the puzzles, which is a very good thing to keep your mind sharp and active. In a conversation with a neurologist, he talked about coloring, how coloring has come into prominence with adults today a lot. And another thing that I would think would help in slowing down the aging process, because it would slow down stress, is meditation. How do you feel about that?
Meditation is another area that's well studied and very fascinating. So let me do just a little bit of underpinnings to tell you why that would be important. We naturally would think meditation helps with aging because we feel better, we feel more relaxed. So, but there's some science behind it. Almost every form of meditation requires that you learn breathing techniques. So, of course, we're all breathing every day, but there's a way to breathe that's healthier. There's a way to breathe that brings in more oxygen, reoxygenates your blood and your brain to a higher capacity. So I was so fascinated to find a study of Zen Buddhist meditators. Now, in this particular study, everyone, all the meditators, had to have been doing meditation for at least 10 years because they really wanted to show you that it's not just occasionally meditating, that it's when you do it religiously. And they also had to meditate for at least 60 minutes a day. They were anywhere in age from 18 to 65, and again, they said the hallmark of it is the breathing. It really is the breathing that they are teaching. So these meditators had much longer telomere length. Isn't that amazing? So here we look at meditation. We see it as a behavior that looks relaxing, certainly looks peaceful and healthy. But even at the level of biology, we can see that when they study the cells, and by the way, all of these studies are looking at your leukocyte, which is a particular white blood cell, that they notice a significantly longer telomere, meaning that those people are not aging anywhere near as fast as somebody who's not meditating. And so they said, well, what about the meditators besides the breathing? Could it have something to do with your personality? You know, maybe your personality changes when you meditate. You might already have a certain personality, but we see that it actually makes people act more peacefully. So they did a number of personality scales, and they saw that a personality feature of being a person who has good acceptance, meaning that you don't try to avoid all of your bad experiences. You actually accept them and find a way to deal with them. They also have much lower aging, meaning that their telomere length is longer. So their biologic age is younger. And I find that very fascinating. So with the meditation as well as just a stance of being, of accepting things in life.
Dr. Collins, we are so on the same page because I know you don't know what's upcoming with our calendar, but this Thursday, our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is doing a show called Meditation, Many Methods and Miracles. It's a whole show on meditation, and she comes from the scientific studies. So I want to advise all the people that are listening today and Dr. Collins saying how important it is, meditation, listen to our show this Thursday, Health Guru Beverly Nadler, Meditation, Many Methods and Miracles.
That's fascinating. I definitely will be tuning into that myself. I'm so glad to see more and more awareness about meditation. We use it in oncology, which is, as you mentioned earlier, is what I practice during the day. And then with my private work, I use a lot of meditation as well. And, you know, it doesn't even mean that you have to find 60 minutes to go sit and do nothing. There are ways to be mindful, as you know. I know that you understand mindfulness and ways to meditate during the day, even for a short as 10 minutes. And I know that you'll go into this in the show, or Beverly will, but there are even apps on the phone that will guide you in your meditation for as short as 3 to 10 minutes if you feel like you don't have a lot of time. So I'm really happy to see that now we can see a big benefit from it. You can actually have a lower true age or a lower biologic age, slow down the speed at which you're aging.
Actually, someone recommended the app. It could have even have been you, Calm, C-A-L-M. Oh, so talk about that since you mentioned apps. You're
so
giving
I love
them
the Calm
a specific
app.
One.
Okay. So the Calm app, when you go to your app store on your iPhone, you'll see it as a blue background, and the word Calm, C-A-L-M, is written in white. It's a free app. Like every app that you get, once you're on, it may ask you to buy, you know, certain programs. But I honestly have never purchased anything, and I've been using it for a few years now. And I like it because the first thing it says when you pull up the app is take a deep breath. So right away, it's a nice reminder, you know, for me and everybody else to just take a deep breath. If you want to, you can just have meditative sounds. You can click on the button for nature sounds or water sounds or anything that you find meditative. Or you can click on actual meditations. And when you do that, there are so many different forms of meditation, and some of them will be just a matter of walking you through relaxing your body and breathing. Or they might have a theme, like there's meditation for anxiety, meditation for self-esteem, meditation for sleep.
What about health challenges?
There are a few in there, but this actually, they don't talk as much about health challenges, but meditating really helps with any health challenge because it decreases your blood pressure, your heart rate, you have lower cortisol, as everybody probably knows is your major stress hormone, decreases inflammation. And here we go again, nearly everything goes back to inflammation. Even the studies on biologic age and real age, again, going back and looking at the same factors that reduce inflammation or prevent inflammation in our body are the same factors that will increase your ability to age slower. So you have a lower biologic age. Now, I think that that's so paramount, just to know that you've got get these things peppered into your life, your exercise, your relationships, your meditation, your nutrition. Just find a way of living that will give you a lower biologic age is really what they're promoting that you do.
Dr. Collins, you sound like a very disciplined person. What is your advice to people that aren't so disciplined, that say, I don't have time for meditation, I don't have time for exercise, I can barely deal with all that I have to deal with every day? How do you address them?
Well, you know, it's funny because as disciplined as I am sounding and can be, I actually slip out of it quite a bit. So what I have to do to reinstate my discipline is I have to reevaluate, which just takes a couple of minutes, what did I really do today and how much of what I did was important for my health or actually was good for me or really even hit the priority list. And I'm into making lists. I put down, even on my date book, I will mark a time where I think I'll be able to do some meditation. I'll mark a time for exercise and make it completely non-negotiable. Certain things I'll just have to do. But you know what else I do? I make it short-lived. If I only have time for 10 minutes of exercise, I tell myself and I tell everyone this, and it's true, everything counts. Every bit of it counts. Even a three-minute meditation, and this isn't just an idea. People have studied this. Even a three-minute meditation, it's worth it. So you don't have to be a super disciplined person, and don't get down on yourself if you don't always follow through. Just get up and try again the next day. In fact, some of these studies looking at biologic age also noticed that it had a lot to do with how people perceive themselves. In other words, if they are blaming age or blaming themselves for their lack of memory, their lack of strength, for their inability to do certain things, that typically is not a good sign. If you switch that into understanding that it's the stress of life that's probably pulling down your memory, it's the being overwhelmed and doing too many things that might keep you from exercising. Maybe the fact that you haven't found something fun has kept you from exercising. As soon as you realize the real culprit and you're not blaming yourself, you're on the path to having a lower biologic age. Just your attitude itself could be better. So don't stress out. Don't make it even more stressful. Allow everything to count. Try to go with the flow and just do what you can. I think that's my best advice there.
And put one foot in front of the other. Just keep moving. Keep going forward. Certainly, even your baby steps, as Dr. Collins was saying, is better than no steps. And folks, one step that I do believe it will help you with all of this to get inspired and get motivated is to listen to this show every day. And here in the wise words of our official health guru, Beverly Nadler, here's why you should.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in this endeavor. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and right under my picture on the upper left on the home page, it says follow. And just by clicking on that, you will know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them, because if you cannot join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, all shows are immediately archived. So we have 8 years of great shows. You can arrow down and see the one you want to tune into that interests you. On the home page, if you go to the upper right where there's a search bar and you put in Dr. Cindy Collins, all her shows will come up with the links, and you just click on that. So it makes it real easy for you to find shows you resonate with and go to those shows. Dr. Collins, I want to take a moment and talk about your practice, both with South Florida Radiation Oncology and your private practice.
Okay. South Florida Radiation Oncology, we're actually a series of 21 different outpatient clinics, and they're all cancer patients who are receiving radiation as their cancer treatment. So what I do there is stress management, and I do it both individually with patients one at a time or also in groups, and I also do nutrition here too. But I wanted to mention my groups because they're open to the public as well. For example, in Boynton, I have a healthy brain work workshop, which is a lot of fun. And we do meditation, we do breathing, but we also do some fun games and tricks that are mental arithmetics and mental word finding, and can be a little frustrating at first, but we all end up laughing and having a really good time. And that's really for anyone, even non-cancer patients, anyone who just wants to get into exercising their brain. I also have groups for breast cancer, prostate cancer, and for anyone who wants to learn about an anti-cancer lifestyle, I have a group there. Let me go ahead and give you the direct number for South Florida Radiation Oncology if you want to reach me there, because we have several clinics. So if you want to directly reach me, it's 561-512-0065. So that's for oncology, or if you'd like to come to one of those groups. And I welcome anybody, family members as well as patients, and even non-patients, to the Healthy Brain Workshop and the Anti-Cancer Lifestyle Workshop. Then my private practice is by website, and appointments are made on the website, which is www.creationbalance, all one word, just run those two words together, .com. And I can give you my number there, too. Primarily, I do a lot of one-on-one Skyping or FaceTime for nutrition as well as for stress management. And this might be for somebody who wants to lose weight. I recently had a client lose 13 pounds in 3 weeks, which is excellent, and she's on her way to losing more. And I work with patients who have, they might have heart disease or high cholesterol, even an eating disorder. Those are the type of nutritional things that I work with, or maybe just want to prevent chronic illnesses that might be coming their way. And I also do stress management on the website, and I do that with meditation as well as talking, and that's for anybody who's going through stress. So that pretty much covers everybody, right? I get such a variety of people call for the stress management, and sometimes what's included in that is grief therapy, because it's very difficult to get over a loss for some people, especially with all the other stress that's going on in life. So I would love to see people tune in to my website. I have an area there where I'll be putting down blogs and would love your input too, so that we can even have a conversation. That, of course, would be free of charge, just to go back and forth on conversation on the website. The number for the private practice is 561-376-0084.
376-0084. On the 512-0065, I always thought that was yourself, so that's at South Florida, that number?
That is the mobile number or the cell number that I use for South Florida Radiation Oncology. So that's the number that patients use as well.
But it is mobile, so it's not only when you're at the clinic to hear it. You have that with you.
That's right. It's mobile. It's with me, you know, because I travel around to different clinics, so.
And then it's 376-0084561, area code right here in Florida. Okay, Dr. Collins, what do you want to tell people regarding telomeres, for people who don't even know what a telomere is?
I know. You know, it's so interesting. Years ago, I actually, by coincidence, if you believe in it, when I was 20 years old, met the scientist at the University of Florida who first discovered that cells even have a lifespan. Nobody even knew that, you know, for example, did you know breast cells are typically much older than the other cells of your body, and all your cells live different lifespans. Like your stomach cells only live three to five days. whereas your liver cells live much longer. Well, he discovered that. Little did I know that eventually this would come down to us actually understanding how a cell dies. Like, you know, you're not the same cells you were when you were 5 years old. Your cells are always repairing and making new cells. So the DNA inside the cell is stored in something called a chromosome. And you see those words used all the time. I'm not sure everybody knows what they are, but you'll see them in every newspaper article, magazine articles. Your DNA is on your chromosomes. But your chromosomes have to be a certain length for your cell to be healthy. So if they get shorter, the cell is aging and then the cell dies. So if your cells are aging, then if let's say that cell is in the lung, then the lung is aging. Or the cell is in the bone. If that cell is aging, then the bone is aging. And you're more likely to have osteoporosis. Everybody knows that you don't have osteoporosis when you're 20. You expect maybe to have osteoporosis when you're 60. So your cells are aging over time. And that entire aging process has to do with oxidative stress, which causes the telomere to get short. So if you want to talk about having a younger biological age, being actually younger than your years, that's when you have to look at what's going to make my telomeres, those little caps on the chromosome, what's going to keep them long. It all gets down to that basic science. You can't go and buy anything and make telomeres in your body. There's no telomere pill, you know. There's no telomere, although you're going to see a lot of fads popping up right and left. There's no simple little solution to have longer telomeres, but it's an entire lifestyle. And now we know why some people, when they're 90, and you realize, wow, what a young 90-year-old. And we also now know why, for example, you might meet a person who's 45 and you thought they were easily 70. Certain things in their life and their lifestyle, along with their genetic inheritance, but definitely the way they have lived has caused them to age faster.
Oh, this is all very fascinating. Explain to people how understanding this will assist them in the lowering the aging rate and what they can do to have it start to go on that journey of lowering the rate.
Okay. Well, see, that's the real key, isn't it? Understanding it or knowing it could mean nothing. In other words, it's like the person who buys the nutritional supplement and it stays in the cabinet, right? Or who buys all the healthy food but never eats it. Or buys exercise shoes and never wears them, right? We all do that. I mean, we're all guilty of that kind of thing. So now, something like telomeres, what am I going to do in my life to make a difference? Well, because your level of happiness actually affects your telomeres, you need to look in there and see if you're unhappy, why, and what can you change to make yourself more happy. Because your sense of humor is even related to it, you need to look in there and see that you're exposing yourself to more humor, or look at life with a little more of a humor behind even difficult things. Since we know that nutrition and exercise affect the length of your telomeres, then you need to decide on something that you're going to do that would be activity. I really like the word activity or movement better than exercise, because I think exercise is, it sounds really difficult and it's immediate failure for some people, but we're just talking about movement, walking, gardening, doing your chores with movement, parking a little further out. But if you know that that's going to affect these telomeres, so to speak, in your biologic age, then do that. And I'm so fascinated that they were able to look into relationships too, because good relationships, having a person that you can confide in, having people you can depend on, having a sense of community, those are also actual things in the studies that give you a lower biologic age. So I like that there's so many different avenues. Knowing this and understanding this is great, but you can employ this. You can do things in your actual life to make sure you have a lower biologic age.
And, folks, you're getting very, very good information from Dr. Cindy Collins. So the question I ask you is, when are you going to apply what you are learning? When are you going to go in action? When are you going to make some changes? And please don't tell me you'll get to it someday, because I wrote this just for those of you who actually believe there is a someday.
Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that Someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for Someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
So Coach Joyce here to advise you to get off your B-U-T and get off your B-U-T-T, get off your butts and ask yourself the question, if not now, when?
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
Dr. Collins, I have a thought here. You talked about all these factors that come into play. Would a sense of compassion and humanity make a difference?
Oh, yes. You know, it's definitely true. Another very large study showed that when people feel that commonness, that common sense of humanity, they test lower again with their biologic age. And I was thinking about especially our recent hurricanes and how even seeing how the tragedy of what other people are going through and how we are helping one another and we're looking for avenues to help. That's a very good example of us feeling our common humanity. And that way, when we feel anxiety or feel distress, rather than avoiding it, we understand that kindness, showing understanding, and sharing the humanity of what we're all going through is so important. And the research shows that that gives you a lower biological age. So I think that that's paramount, not only in our own lives, but in how we can help other people have a lower biological age as well.
Yes, I tended to think that. One of the things I say on mostly every show is go out, make someone happy today. I think that's so important, because in doing that, you're making yourself happy as well. So what is the reason or the biology behind the real age as we're putting all this together?
I think the real thing to know about this is that you're only as young as you feel or as old as you feel. In other words, how you perceive yourself in the end is really what's important. So if you want to and can see yourself younger, start doing some of these things that we're mentioning are measures of your biologic age, and you will see yourself younger and in reality be a younger person, meaning younger than the chronologic age. And what's so important about that, not to be here forever, what's important about that is to avoid a lot of these chronic illnesses and to have a happier life with better relationships and a better quality of life.
I can't remember a time where I had any sense of my real age ever. I always saw myself as considerably younger. My friends were considerably younger. My boyfriends had a minimum of 10 years younger than me. That was the minimum. It averaged between 10 and 20 years younger. And I was engaged that way before the day of the cougar, way before the day when it was politically correct and Demi Moore came out with Ashton Kutcher and that tremendous age difference. I was always, always into that because I always felt so much younger.
Well, that's so important. I love that you say that. And I love examples like yourself of people who clearly are living life as if they're younger. They're not succumbing to any of the assumptions of what age should be. That's really paramount. That's so important. Reminds me of one of the patients who's 91 who said to me, "Do you think I'm doing well, you know, at 91? Like, am I doing a good job?" I said, "I think you're doing well because you are 91. In other words, once you're reaching certain milestones, we have to overcome certain situations to get there. We have to be an overcomer. But if you want to reach a chronologic age as a younger biological age, then I would take heed to some of these factors that they're studying. I think that's what I would look for."
Patricia Neal said, "A strong, positive mental attitude will create more miracles than any wonder drug." And I so believe in that. All these factors that you said combined with a very strong positive mental attitude, I know that's what gets me through so many of my challenges.
Mm-hmm. And optimism is still the number one personality feature that is shown to help people overcome, especially illnesses. Optimism meaning that you expect good outcomes. So I think that's what we should do, is expect the best and go with it.
And that is why I book you so often, Dr. Collins, because I expect a good outcome, and you gave it to us yet again today. So what is the message you would like to leave people?
Thank you so much for saying that, Joyce. And my message today is sit down for a few minutes after the show, reevaluate your life, and see with those factors I mentioned earlier, which ones are in order. You have good friendships, that you do good checkups on your health, that you're getting some activity, you know, that you're eating well, et cetera. See in your life where there's any room for improvement and just go for it. I think it's very important. But don't perceive yourself as your chronologic age. Try to see yourself and be younger.
Well, as I said, considerably younger, and I always tell people age is just a number. Mine is unlisted. So for those of you folks who feel like I do, have your number be unlisted, and I'm going to give you right here, right now, some magical keys. The
The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. So, Dr. Collins, what did you think of the magical keys?
No, I was just going to say that your poem says it all. It really does. It summarizes exactly what the research shows us. Beautiful.
Thank you. I wasn't fishing for a compliment. I wanted to make the point that, you know, I come more from the spiritual side, the common sense side, the street smart side, the coach's side, and you're the researcher, you are the scientist, you are the doctor, you are the professional, and we're always on the same page.
Thank you. And you know, there, some of us are believing, I know many religions believe in a day when we will be ageless. So look at how important it is. But it's important to achieve now that type of happiness and peacefulness while we're here in life.
Absolutely. And folks, here is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So with that note, we wish you all the best, a happy life, a healthy life, a great life. And we want you, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass. Do make someone happy today.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.